the internationally known, the dynamic, Sly, and the Fabulous Four.
Yo, I'm getting a call.
Some foreign power and some group of terrorists. Some individual concern.
Fighting an enemy.
The race that controls the past controls the living present, and therefore the future.
The future of the group is in doubt.
And they play enemy music!
The future of the group is in doubt.
And they play enemy music!
Lyrics have been rather controversial.
Controversy in the rap world.
Yo, it's me, Dakota Price, the host of Trust Me, My Friend's an Expert. And we're here at Mutiny Radio just big chilling, you know. We're about to get on this podcast life, you know. This is the continuation of Trust Me, My Friend's an Expert, part two, chapter two, Electric Boogaloo, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, for all y'all that listened before and all y'all listening now, how you doing? How you feeling? And I got my guest expert here, the wonderful, the legendary Mark Neuer.
Hello.
He's an expert in many things, and I'm just gonna let him do his thing for a second, man. Introduce yourself, Mark.
Hey, what's going on? My name's Mark Neuer, and I'm not sure if these microphones are working. Are we on? Okay, great. Awesome. I don't know, dude. I'm stoked to be here today. I'm glad that you're doing good. I don't know which one. I should just choose one. All right, I'll choose one.
Oh shit, man.
We're gonna be hosting an open mic later tonight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we're gonna be rocking the block. We're gonna be doing a Mutiny joke workshop. You know what I'm saying? Comedy happy hour.
That's right. Yeah, working on workshopping jokes.
Yeah, dude. I think it's a really good outlet. Have some space to do their thing and work out jokes with other comedians here.
Mm. Yeah.
Sorry, that first blunt I smoked got is hitting.
Well, you might as well spark the second one.
I am.
You're all fucked up. You're all twisted up and fucked up.
I'm all throat off, dude. I'm like
your
I'm
throat right now.
I'm throat in the game, dude. I'm so throat in this game. Like, remember that shit? You fuck with that?
That sounds familiar. I just know. I know the term throat is a Texas term.
Throat. Yeah. Swanging, you know?
Yes.
Twanging and banging. That's what I'm an expert on is some fucking Texas shit. Like some Southern shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You Californians, man. Y'all trip me out. Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at you getting comfortable.
Well,
I need to get a video camera in here. That would be really dope.
You have one right there. Why don't you just set up your phone? Quit being such a pinoche.
Yeah, I'll set it up. All right, you keep talking, Mark.
I will. How many, I spend so many hours writing jokes. And by hours, I mean very, very small seconds of my life writing jokes. It's like every day I write another little bit to my jokes. And I wanted to ask Dakota, how many hours or how much time he spends, because he's always in his notebook. But now he's being a pinoche. So he's up here standing around. You gonna connect your phone? That's incredible. I got a new fleshlight recently. And I'm just breaking it in right now. You know, it's like getting a new pair of shoes. The smell's there, but it's not really there. You know what I mean? With a new pair of shoes, you have like this little like fresh out of the box kind of feel to them. You have to kind of break them in all aspects. Same exact thing with a fleshlight. Unless you get it on Craigslist and get it used, it comes pre-broken in. I feel like that's a pretty good new way of doing that joke. Because you've heard my fleshlight joke, yeah? Yeah, and I have it, and I talk about, you know what I mean? Well, probably. Fuck it. Hopefully my butt crack's shown. Yeah, dude. Yeah, don't hurt yourself, all right? Don't hurt yourself.
Bro, you don't even know. I'm so professional. I was running this podcast out of a backpack for the past year. All of 2021 I was doing, 2022, doing fucking podcasts out of a backpack. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
I don't know which one of these is working.
They both work.
All right, thank you, Pam. I'm stoned, Pam. I'm over here. I'm like paranoid. I feel like I did the show at Mo Green's on Friday. Pam was there too, actually. She headlined. She did great. But I was there, and I think one of the first things I said was like, because I have this new joke about, or not really new anymore, but about the peeing and how I'm tired of dating.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
all this,
yeah,
dating. You guys are out here on dates, first dates, or you're on a date. This is the worst idea for a date. Why would you ever get stoned in a room with other people that you don't know listening to jokes as a date? That is a terrible fucking idea. That's horrible. And I can see some people like, well, that's a good idea. No, it's not. You're going to be all fucking like weirded out next to each other. You know what I mean? Like, oh, it's a good idea. No, it's not. Go home, smoke weed in your bed and get wet with each other. Don't, you know, get moist at home.
Yeah.
Don't sit here moist next to me while I'm moist. Because when I get high, I get stressed out. You know what I mean? I get really stressed out and paranoid. Bad. I don't know how you do it. You're a fucking machine.
Honestly, it's just so ingrained in like my life. Thinking about it, like really, like you want to know like the real thing with like me and weed?
No.
No.
Yeah, of course I do.
No, it's just I've been smoking weed since I was like 13 years old. Right, like daily smoking since I was like 14 or 15.
Yeah.
Like, I've always just had easy access to weed, you know, just because I had my cousins or, you know, or whatever, you know, like even living in a non-legal state like Texas. But like, I was just a throwed off, depressed kid. And then I fucked my own like brain chemistry up by smoking a bunch of weed as a teenager. And then basically, you know, people say that you can't get addicted to weed. You know, you can. You definitely can. It's not. I don't recommend cannabis use for, you know, teenagers unless, you know, severe cases are like epilepsy or anything like that. Because
right,
it fucks your brain chemistry up. It fuck, like, you know, I've been diagnosed with several things, you know, bipolar disorder, ADHD, all that shit, you know. And I'm over here like, I medicate. But honestly, bro, I just like smoking weed. And it just gets to a point where you smoke weed every day. That's what you do. You smoke weed every day.
Right.
Like, let's roll another blunt. Like, I can smoke three dabs right now. Like, I want to do something called the Weed Olympics.
I've dabbed a few times in the last few weeks.
You like it?
I don't like it. I know I don't like it. I knew I didn't like it, and I still did it because I'm an idiot, dude. Remember, because we go to the Barbary Coast often.
Yeah.
We go hang out there before OMG or whatever. We'll fucking, you'll be sitting there just hitting dabs, just globstoppers, just dropping them in, dude. Crazy, just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And You constantly ask me if I want to hit a dab. I'm like, no, dude, I don't want to hit a dab. If I hit a dab, I'm going to hang out in the bathroom for like 3 hours and just contemplate reality. I don't want to do a dab. But I the last couple of weeks, for some reason, I did dabs with, who is it, Dash Renault, dude. Doing straight up ridiculous dabs, dude, just crazy.
Call outs. No, I'm just kidding.
It's his fault. He did it to me.
You got you dabbed out, dude.
Dabbed out, dude. Just spark it up. Don't be a Pinoch, huh? What happened? So I guess my AirPods, dude, I've been messed up. Thank you, Pam. I've been messed up because when I called you, I was with Pam. We were walking to Gus's to get sandwiches, and I was like, I'll call Dakota, see if he wants a sandwich. You know what I mean? I call you, and then, like, you couldn't hear me. And I was like,
Yeah, that was crazy.
I called you again. You couldn't hear me. Like, what the fuck? So then I send you a voice message. He couldn't hear the voice message.
pissed.
That's pretty lame. Yeah, I was wondering what was up.
It's those damn ear pods. That's what I get for finding them on the ground and picking them up.
Bro, you want to know some... You just reminded me of some shit. This is weed tangent. Speaking of headphones and finding them on the ground, last time I flew into Texas to see my son, right? I'm sitting there waiting on my friend to pick me up outside of the DFW airport. I'm sitting there. I sit down, Dallas Fort Worth. Yeah. I sit down on one of the benches outside waiting for the cars. And I look right down next to me. It's a fucking Beats headphone case. Not like,
yes,
not even like little earbuds, like the big over the ear earbuds, like the expensive ones. Like, yeah. I immediately pull them out of the case and I'm like, dude, the headphones are in here. The charger's in here. Everything's in here. I'm like, no fucking way, bro. I look up the model, like, and I'm like, how much are these? $400 headphones, motherfucker. I put them underneath my shirt, and I was like, I don't give a fuck. If someone walks up to me right now, like, I'm gonna, fuck them. I'm taking these. And as soon as that thought was solidified in my head, car pulls up, and it was a family, you know, this is a mom. She asked, you know, dude, my daughter left her headphone. Like, did you see any headphones on this bench? And I was like, here. And I just took it. Like, she saw me take it out from underneath my shirt and like hand it to her. And she's like, she acknowledged it. But like, you know, it was like a real moment. Like, she was like, all right, that was real as fuck of you. Like, you know, and, I think that was a little bit of good karma on my end, but like,
I would have told her that I saw someone take it. They walked that way.
Yeah, honestly. But like, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I couldn't take them headphones, bro. Like,
yeah,
I've lost headphones just losing them. Like,
yeah,
motherfucker stole my headphones.
Mm. Well, it's not stolen. They left them.
They left it. Yeah,
they left.
They did leave. Finders keepers, losers
weepers.
Dude, could you imagine if I fucking said that shit to her though?
Finders
like
keepers, bitch. That's what I would have said. I would have walked off, dude.
Oh god, I was like thinking the whole time. Oh my god. Anyway,
no, it's not even worth it because you have those little ear pods. You're good.
Yeah. Were you gonna ask how much I write?
No, I don't care anymore. No, of course. See, you write. I know you write a lot.
I do the Joe Rogan approach, you know,
every night an ice bath.
Yeah, it's been sensory deprivation take, and I yeah. eat Elkhart's.
Yeah,
no. Dude, I don't know why I do it every, like, it's been a running theme on my fucking podcast where I just casually slam on Joe Rogan because, like, whatever, he's the podcast guy, you know. Like, here's a rapid fire question. If I wrote an anime, like, about, it's like, I want to do a podcast anime where the protagonist wants to create the great, he's a middle schooler in Japan, in Tokyo, and he wants to have the greatest interview podcast show of all time, right? And the enemy, the protagonist, like, the antagonist is, like, Joe Rogan-san, you know?
Joe Rogan-san.
Yeah, like, basically, like, American Joe Rogan-san, and then, you know, like... And he basically, like, has to, like, find ways to climb in the ratings, so, you know, this podcast world, you know. And I think that would be a really interesting anime idea. Because they have bicycle animes. They have, you know, tennis animes.
Jesus and Buddha Roommate.
Yeah, Jesus and Buddha Roommate. That one's called Saint Young Men. It's a really good anime.
Have you seen... I was just watching this shit, dude. And, I don't like any of that nonsense, all that Naruto. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know nothing. I was with my roommates. We were watching this one where it's like the gods are like watching a bunch of like a Mortal Kombat situation. Like,
Record of Ragnarok.
Yes,
it's on Netflix.
I was watching season two, and that was pretty cool. Jack the Ripper was like the first guy.
Yeah,
that was crazy as fuck.
Yeah, in the first season, the first fight is Thor versus Lu Bu. And
oh, dude, Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah,
dude.
Well, Lu Bu is actually a figure in Chinese history. Like, you know, he's one of the greatest warriors of all time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, dude, like, there's actual depictions of, like, he's like a 6 foot tall giant that would have this huge halberd, and they talk about him taking people's heads off in one swing. There's stories about this man that are real. That, like, he led. You know. Anyway, I think that's just crazy.
Did you play Dynasty Warriors?
I did play Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah.
And Orochi Warriors.
I don't know about that one.
It's like the Japanese version. Dynasty Warriors is Chinese. Yeah, Orochi Warriors is Japanese. Like
all the Japanese, that all that, like, I love them to death. God bless them. The culture's great. It gives me a headache when I'm trying to watch, when I'm watching a movie and they're doing the dub. It's like dub English. I'm like, bro, no, I'm all right. I'm sure it's a great movie or it's a great flick, but I'm not going to. I can't. Dynasty Warriors is sick as fuck.
Dynasty Warriors is sick as fuck.
Sick as fuck, bro.
Sick as fuck,
4,
dude.
5, 6, and 7 are the best by far. 1, 2, and 3 are cool or whatever, but just 2.
Did you have an original Xbox or a PlayStation 2?
The original Xbox.
I was a PlayStation 2 kid.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Bam in the background. Oh,
yeah, what does that mean, Mark?
Xbox is clearly a better gaming console.
It is. I'm an Xbox person now. I'm Microsoft all the way.
Nowadays, I would say the PlayStation is better. But back in the day, I felt like Xbox, because I'm a Halo guy.
Yeah,
I loved Halo. And I was a Nintendo 64. From Nintendo 64, I went straight to Xbox. So it was like, I never had a PlayStation. It wasn't my jam. I don't really know what it means. I was just being a cunt. I don't know. I was making a joke.
No, it's like if I would have said I had a Dreamcast, that just would have meant I was poor. You know?
Yeah.
What's up?
No, Dreamcast was sick, but it was sick for like a second, though. It didn't have its like longevity that I feel like it could have had.
Dude, it had some hits. It had some
like Sonic, all that shit.
Yeah.
Dreamcast was like Sega's next thing, I think, wasn't it? Or was Dreamcast's
Sega own? Sega Dreamcast, yeah.
Sega Dreamcast.
Right. Yeah, and then they fuck, what was after that? There was a whole another thing. Dude, so actually, speaking of animes, once again, there's some other shit that you need to check out. It's my uncle from another universe, and it's a reverse isekai.
And reverse what?
Isekai. So, do you know what isekai means?
Not a fuck.
It's like another universe or something. That's okay. Okay, so like the whole isekai novel, isekai is a genre of Japanese like manga or anime that's the theme is a character either for some reason ends up in a coma or something happens to them and they end up from the real world into a fantasy world of like some crazy, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like dude gets hit by a truck, wakes up in fantasy world and he has magical powers. Right? That's an isekai.
Okay.
There's thousands of these different stories, but in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's a reverse isekai. To where this dude, his uncle's in a coma, and he's, you know, about to have to come take him off life support. And his uncle wakes up and is like, I've been gone in another world this whole time. And he's like, no, you're fucking bullshitting me. He's like, no, I know magic from the other world. And the kid's like, no, you're fucking bullshitting me. And the uncle's like, no, check it out. And then does magic in the hospital bed.
Whoa.
And then this kid's like, oh, I know how I'm going to pay my bills now.
Right.
Uncle, you're going to do magic tricks.
He immediately starts plotting on his uncle's fucking, how to benefit off of his uncle's little thing. That's incredible.
Anyway, it's I mean, shit like that. But I would want you to be one of the characters in my podcast anime. That's what this is circling back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, you do some voice acting. Yeah, you could do some
voice
acting.
Yeah, I did some voice acting here at the station with Pam for that.
The Greek project.
Yeah, and I took me a minute. Cause
Pam, what's that called? You know what it's called?
I don't know what it is.
I'm so excited for it.
It was interesting for me because I've never done that before. I've used a microphone for so many years now, but I've never done like voice acting.
Yeah,
at
see,
all.
I've done stage acting. And I've done one short film, which was like kind of cool, but like I don't know. I've never thought about what it would be like to dub something. Like, could you imagine, like, going in the booth and, like, actually doing something for, like, a cartoon?
I would love to. Have you seen, like, the Ed, Edd n Eddy voice acting? Like, live voice acting, like, in the studio when they were, like, recording it? They kind of have, like, blooper reels.
Oh, yeah.
With Ed, Edd n Eddy, yeah. What are you looking for? Your water?
Yeah.
Another one that just I was watching was Matt Stone, Trey Parker. Have you the creators of South Park? Have you ever watched them in studio, doing their like recording of the voices?
Yeah, I saw that one where they were like, "This is how we make an episode in a week."
Yeah,
like,
and that's a great one.
Yeah,
that's more of like almost like a documentary style. But I just see I just watched like the little shorts. You know what I mean? Just like little things pop up, and the one where he gets Ike's voice is actually his kid's voice. So he has his kid just like swearing and saying all this like offensive shit, And he's just
don't kick the baby.
Yeah, he's just like cracking up in between takes.
Oh my god, that's so cool. That's so cool. there's a parent that's getting his daughter. She's like 4 years old, 3 years old. She's doing like metal screams.
Wow.
And they're making an album and like a whole TikTok thing. I'm like, that's fucking sick, dude. Like, kids are dope.
Kids are dope. You have a kid.
I got a kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have thought I had a kid, right? Like, yeah. Every time I tell people, like, you know, that's how I know, like, it's weird that I have a kid, is because when I tell people I have a kid, they go like, really?
Yeah.
You? Prove it.
Like, prove it. I can't
and then
wait
I
to
show them, and then he's like, fucking little carbon copy, a little clone of me.
Yeah, he looks a lot like you, huh?
Dude, he looks, I mean, yeah. That's a trip, dude.
Yeah. Fuck that. I can't wait to never have them, dude. I don't ever want to have fucking kids, dude.
Why not?
Could you imagine a fucking thing that I could you fucking
dude,
imagine?
Your kid
dude?
Would bully my kid. Yeah, like, I don't know why. Like, your kid would be like, fuck you, dude. Punch him in a dumpster. Like,
your kid's going to be 18. My kid's going to be 3.
Smoking cigarettes he found in outside. Just your kid's going to be like, hey, dad, here's some fucking cigarette butts.
Cigarette butts that he found in the trash can outside of Mutiny Radio. God bless, dude.
Oh, shit.
I should never have kids. I'm not going to get a vasectomy, though, but I should never have kids. I think I've paddled my balls to mush. I don't think they work in that manner. I told you my dick gets hard again, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really
my dick still works, dude.
I stopped taking Zoloft and my dick works again, too.
There you go.
Yeah. This is a coming out party. Me and Mark are admitting our dicks work again. We were supplementing for a while. We were PEDing. We were performance enhancing.
Dude, I thought I was broken, and then I felt like I probably had like a minor heart attack or something. Dude. the way I felt the next day, and then I didn't take it.
When I saw you at a Barbary last, when you were all fucking flush, all red and shit.
That wasn't a blue shirt, I promise.
I know, but like I was like, bro, like. You need to get your blood
But that's what happens
check.
When I take Blue Chew. I'll get all fucking flushed.
Yeah, you need
I,
it.
I don't know if I was even drinking at that point at Barbary. I don't know why I was so fucking red. It was all the meat that I ate. I was getting the meat sweats, salami, dude. I ate a whole pack of salami. not even including the half pack that
bro,
I ate
what's that
after
shit they
the whole
said
pack.
The gabagool is got
yeah,
the
gabagool
is
dude,
full of nitrates.
It was the most Tony Soprano thing I think I've ever done. It was the most Tony Soprano day I've ever had. I sat there all day, walking from 17th or whatever the fuck to the station, just inhaling salami after salami after salami. Then I put it spicy salami. It was 99 cents for the pack. I got 2 packs. I said, fuck it, we're going wild. I gave Pam, I think, 4 slices. And I ate the rest of that pack, and then I dipped into the second pack as soon as we got to the station. And then you made me a fucking Big Mac or a Big Mark. It was like a pound or a half pound or a pound patty on top of another half pound to a pound patty. In between a bun with all the fixings. Dude, by the time I got to Barbary Coast, I was red.
He looked like the microphone.
Like the door behind
like the
you
fucking
right
microphone, dude.
I looked like this.
Dude. Yeah, I was like, Mark, are you okay? You gonna have a fucking stroke on me, bro?
Dude, I was pounding waters. I couldn't fucking figure it out. Dude.
You drank one of those weed sodas too, so I bet you were feeling all sorts.
I had
all,
the weed soda.
All types of fucked up.
Oh my god, that was the day.
Did
I
you
got
mix that weed soda with alcohol? Like, I think
I
were,
wanted to.
I think you were gonna, but.
I wanted to. You know what? Did I do?
You
I
were
was
red,
I was drinking.
You were
I was
red.
Drinking. That's what it was. I was drinking because I wanted. Yeah. I had whiskey on me.
Dude, we should do a segment for this show. Let's go get fucking. Let's go get our blood pressure like checked.
For
like,
real, dude. Like,
let's just. You know how to check blood.
Yeah, yeah, it fades out. We're at Walgreens, at the little fucking machine. We had the little lavaliers or whatever the fuck you call those lavaliers.
You gotta get your cholesterol. Have you? When's the last time you got blood work?
Dakota, I don't think you get it, dude. I'm just gonna die someday. You get it? I'm just gonna die someday. Soon, probably very soon. No, so answer your question. No, I haven't got my cholesterol checked. I haven't got my blood pressure checked. Every time I do that, it's because I'm on mushrooms and I need to go to the ER to make sure that I'm not dying. Because though I can't wait to die, I'm very scared to death of it.
Especially when I'm on mushrooms. They're like, mushrooms will help you accept death. And every time I'm on mushrooms, I'm like, I'm going to die, dude.
I like mushrooms.
I do. Oh, man.
Silly Simon.
Anyway, that's what... Fuck the podcast. We're just going to do mushrooms and then go check our blood pressure.
Do you have mushrooms?
No, for that'll be for another segment. Continuing on.
I think he has mushrooms. I think that's what that means.
So, what were we talking about before that? Oh, yeah. So, so you legit haven't had your blood, like, blood work, lab work done in a long, long while? You ever got, like, a full, like, fucking run-up?
I think they tell. I'm every time I go to the ER because I'm convinced something's wrong. They're like, nope, you're fine. Go away. Die on the street. Every Damn. Time, every fucking time I go to the ER out here, they're like, yeah, no, you're gonna be fine. Just go away.
Yeah. So I was taking this medication that was like super fucking hard on your liver and shit. So yeah. They were making me do blood work every 2 months.
Ugh.
And I'd get full panels, dude. And I'm like, it was like stats. I was like, man, I really fucking ate like shit the past couple of weeks, dog. Jesus. Like, cause you know, you'd see it, like, I'd see it in my fucking results, dude. My cholesterol would be up, like, a percentage, you know, and, like, I got, it's, like, really crazy, like, I was watching, like, getting it up and down.
The fuck does that even mean? What is your cholesterol?
So, cholesterol is, like, that shit that clogs up your heart, dude. Like, that's what, like, forms hard blockages in your
heart. No.
Yeah.
And so, like, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, probably not good for you, huh?
Red meat, excess in fatty foods, salty foods, you know, like foods full high in nitrates.
So if you're sniffing nitrates, is that going to cause cholesterol?
Are you talking about like isobutyl? Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. That's so bad for your heart. Like continual use. You know what? Okay, so poppers, this is the part where, trust me, my friend's an expert. I'm an actual expert. So I know I have 2 academic achievement awards in chemistry. Let me explain. So what poppers are...
Put your dick away real quick.
Isobutyl, right? And it's isobutyl or amyl nitrite or some other form of nitrite.
Amyl nitrite is what it was.
Yeah, so what that does is it expands all the blood vessels in your entire body. Like, it's a dilator. What it does is, for people back in the day, is called heart medicine. So if you felt like you were about to have a heart attack, you had it in a little vial, and you crack it open, and... You know,
and it keep fucked
you,
in your
it,
ass.
It would keep you. It'd give you enough circulation to get you oxygen to keep you from dying.
Really?
Yeah, it'd save you if you were having a heart attack. And it's some of these, or it's also for like people with I think it's like high blood pressure. It's a heart medicine, and what it does is it dilates all the pores and blood vessels in your body. Also, like you know, what made it really popular among the gay scene and the gay community was that it loosened sphincters. Like, it makes your butthole loose.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real thing. Like, but it's because it's a dilator. But that extended use can cause deprivation of oxygen to the cells. Like, and like that'd be like your vascular system. So like huff and poppers, if you keep doing it like every, you know, say you do it 2 or 3 times a week, like you start getting yellow around your eyes. You know, you can get that little crusty bits in your nose and shit like that. And that's just from like just dilating the pores to the point where they like dry out, and it's so bad for your vascular system, you know. But I'm not saying that you shouldn't do poppers.
But. Well, when I was living at the Crazy Horse, I was eating Adderall, and the Viagra, the Blue Chew, and I was sniffing poppers, just to sit at the Crazy Horse and jerk off. And I would sit there for like 18 hours just cranking it out, right? This one time I woke up in the next day, and I used to have this problem with my skin. I used to have a skin condition where like it was like splotchy. I think we talked about this on the first podcast that we did. But anyways, it was splotchy. And before I got it taken care of, I woke up and my entire splotchiness was no longer just like a discoloration of my skin. It was blue, dark blue. Mm. And I thought that I was dying. I was that was like the first time I ever really thought it's done. I went a little too hard, did a little too much, Neuer, and this is where you're at. You're gonna die inside of the Crazy Horse, and no one's gonna find you. You're gonna die now. You're gonna be here until COVID's over, till the pandemic's done, and you are now dead. Congratulations. You did it. Look at you now. I went to the ER, and you know what they told me? Die on the street, get out. They had no idea what it was, but I know that it was the fucking, what you just explained is exactly what happened.
So what that would be your oxygen not being able to your blood not being able to oxygenate correctly.
Right.
So the reason your blood is red is because it's oxygenated. You know, the iron in your blood, turns red. Do you know that shit Orajel, and the stuff that you put on your lidocaines and stuff like that, benzodiazepine, or Ambisol, all those things. If you eat too much of those, like if you eat a tube of that shit, it makes your blood not be able to oxygenate completely, so it'll turn your whole body blue. And, like, you'll die. Yeah. I learned about that on a fucking show called 911 that I watched with my baby mama. It was really cool. I think it had one of those fucking dudes in it. From the dude that played Soda Pop in The Outsiders. Anyway, it's actually a real thing. You look it up. But, like, that's why it says on the tube that do not use more than X amount of times, you know, during the day. Do not eat, ingest. If you ingest the whole thing, call poison control because it'll turn you blue.
Yeah.
Once but, like, anything like cane, like, that has the last name, like, cane at the end, like, it can prevent your blood, you know, prevent oxygenation, like, you know. Like
so cocaine.
Yeah. Lidocaine. Yeah.
I burnt my nose one time on the poppers. I had that, what you said, the crusty or whatever. It was burnt. It was, it was called popper burn.
Yeah. Do you know why it became a really bad problem, like, in the 90s? Because people were taking ecstasy and, party drugs all the time. And, poppers were just introduced on the scene. They didn't know much about it. And, like, they'd be at the rave and someone would hand someone
would
a bag with, like, fucking, like, you know, liquid in it. And they're like, and they'd get it on their mouths or get it, or hand them a bottle and they would drink it. Yeah, like that was a thing that would happen.
Oh, that'd be so fucking
dude,
brutal.
Dude, ripped out on Molly, fucking drink amyl nitrite, dude. Talk about
you would die.
You die, yeah.
No, you would
die. If you don't have poison control, immediately.
Yeah, that.
And that's why it became a huge problem.
Yeah,
like poppers, gay drug, the gay community's bad, the devil, like.
Well, and they also it's the theory that it was weakening the immune system, and that's why AIDS or HIV became such a prevalent thing, is because of all the lack of the immune system from all the drugs.
Yeah, dude, that's it's.
And poppers was a big part of it,
yeah,
for
whatever.
Sure.
Fucking, I'm over here like, government failed the gay community.
Yeah.
I'm getting real on Mutiny Radio on Trust Me, My Friends at Expert
on a Monday.
On a Monday, dude.
On a low key.
Dude, are you ready to fucking host this fucking joke workshop?
Yeah, I need to fucking scavenge for a smoke here pretty soon. So I'm waiting for Brady Pearson to get here so I can jump his bones for a smoke. I'm gonna suck
you
his
got
dick
a
in the
cigarette,
bathroom.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, I used to be the biggest cigarette fiend. Like when I used to smoke cigarettes, dude, I was wilding. Like I was that fool.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just trying to figure out what time it is.
I don't know.
5:30? Oh, shit. You know what's crazy? I almost forgot how to read these kinds of clocks.
I don't even try. I don't even try reading them. I look at that, I'm going to get a headache. I'm telling you. I'm not an impressive person. I don't know how I've gotten this far in life, but I cannot read those clocks. And even if they're any more strange, if that one, let me see.
Do you know what's funny, Mark?
The clock? I can't even see it. My brain won't even let me see it. So this is like your standard, very easy to read if you know how to read a clock. If it gets any more complicated than this, I will have.
If there's like a Roman
a
numeral,
attack. I will have a panic attack. If I have to read it that way, I'm gonna be late. I don't know. I don't know what time it is. I'll never know what time it is because that shit's fucked. It only has like little dots as the clock. What is that?
Dude, I used to sell these fucked up clocks at my old job that would be like backwards.
I would shoot myself in the head.
Like they would throw it off, bro. They were silly,
Christ.
Man. They were silly.
This is fun, dude.
Stone to the bone, dude.
Is there any more of that blood?
Yeah, I'm about to just spark it back up.
Respark it, dude.
I had to take a second and talk to Jesus in my head while you were monologuing.
Dude, was I monologuing?
I don't know.
I be doing that.
Pam, how we doing?
I do be monologuing.
You like the Trust Me, My Friends and Expert show? This is my expert. You know, like, ever since I got here, you know, like, I'm not from here. Mark's been my expert on all things San Francisco. And it's not been very helpful.
No.
But
I know how to do two things. Find cigarettes on the ground and find where you get free drinks. That's, like, my two biggest things and where there's comedy at. Well, I'm an expert on, like, where the comedy's at.
Yeah, no, like, that's something that we could really touch on. But, like, y'all were very helpful to me, like, off the rip. And, you know, Mutiny especially was very helpful in, like, giving me some direction here in San Francisco. Like,
yeah.
Like, where is comedy? How do comedy? Like, if you've never been in a big city and you want to, like, how do comedy, you know? Mutiny's a pretty good start, dude.
Mutiny
and fucking just... I don't know, there's a pretty good community of comedy here, for real. Like, some of it does feel a little bit exclusive, you know, like, club-like. But, you know, I guess that's in everything. But Mutiny, this is, like, my home away from home. Like, I was telling Pam earlier, it's like, I feel like my day job is, like, the Matrix, and this is the real world.
I disassociated into this rug there for a second. I was like, what's going on down here, dude? Fucking crazy rug freaking me out. You know, I'm a fucking weird person, dude. Like, I just get anxious about stupid shit. The rug, it was making me anxious. I don't know. I'm still anxious. I don't know what the fuck's going on with this rug.
Smoke this blunt, get more anxious.
Light it on fire. Kill it! Oh, no, it's okay. I'm a part of my body now.
Yeah, this is a great show. The way I want to do this, the way I want to have this set up is, like, I want to, you know, eventually be able to have, like, a audience and a double camera set up, have some, like, so do about 25, 30 minutes of podcasting interviewing, and then have, you know, a band hang out, play for, like, 15, 20 minutes, and get that on video, and I don't know, just... I want to, like, turn it into, like, a hangout, you know? We maybe learn some shit.
Yeah, that'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll hang out.
Yeah. What do you think you could help teach?
Help teach them?
Like, what like, I mean, well, something that you're an expert on.
They have to bring their own fleshlight, or else they have to pay me to use mine.
You're going to teach them endurance?
Yeah,
like,
I can teach them how to fucking jerk off for, like, at least 12 hours.
Hey, Pam, is it there's still a red light on my camera? Is it going on the other side? Cool, sick.
We're happy. Wow.
Sick.
Yeah, I could teach them how to not come for like 18 hours.
Dude, just give me some good old-fashioned crystal meth. I got you, dude.
Oh, no, dude. I don't even need that.
I'm coming up on almost 7 years of sobriety.
Wow, dude. Congratulations. That's a beautiful thing.
Sobriety loosely, fuckers. I'm smoking a big fat doink.
Well, yeah, but that's way better than smoking a big fat bowl of crank, dude. So I think you're doing all right.
Do you know what a heart rail is?
Yeah, I do. It's where you snort it and at the same time.
It vaporizes and you do like a big ass line of meth and you blow out smoke like a dragon. Like, oh. Yeah, so, story time. I was in a shed at like 3 a.m. in a neighborhood in Texas. Mm. Like, you know, a family neighborhood. And I'm talking about a metal shed, you know, like a tin building. And me and my cousin were in there with a fucking blowtorch and a glass tube doing hot rails at 3 a.m. Like, do you think they could hear us?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Dude, get it out. Fucking drugs are bad, bro. That's my PSA, is like, I'm an expert on how, like, drugs can ruin your life, and then, you know, how you can recover from that.
Yeah. Me and my best friend used to live inside of a trailer in the backyard of our mutual friend's mom's house. So this trailer used to be a grow up for weed, but it was gutted of all of that. But they left on, like, the tinfoil wallpaper thing that, like, a lot of grow areas have. There's a lot of tinfoil everywhere for some reason. So it was, like, reflective. And then there was, like, a UV light. You could fucking dope. But he was in there smoking meth all day long, every day. And then he'd go to work at his pizza joint. He'd work at this pizza place. He'd work like 100 hours a week, dude. It was like and fucking credible. I don't know how you do that, but I mean, it was like so many hours, and I was like, that's fucking crazy. So
devoted worker, bro.
Just working and smoking dope, dude. That was all he did, was just work and smoke meth. And so we just had like these all like unlimited pizzas, dude. Just, and every day he'd bring it home like three more pizzas. And they got to this point where we couldn't eat all the pizzas. So we just had stacks of like half empty boxes of the pizzas, just
molded,
growing fucking fungus. And we would bring chicks in there, and we were like, why aren't they letting us fuck? You know? It's like, because you're disgusting. You are disgusting human beings. One of you is smoking meth until your fucking eyes roll back, and the other one is just a fucking me. It's me. What are you going to do? Oh, my God,
I'm feeling a little unfiltered, man. That was a little... You know what? That's what I like to describe amphetamines and stimulants as. It removes the filter, like, of everything. When people are up and off on that shit for days and days. Yeah, for sure. That's what. Got a fan in here.
Oh, we got a fan. Yeah. What's up, DM? DS. Look at him go. Let's finish in five. You know what? Yeah. I'll do you better. Cut it.
Cut it, dude. Cut it, dog. All right, motherfucker. All right, dude. We're just gonna end it
Thank
right
you
there.
Thank you for having me, dog.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun. Yeah,
Big
dude.
Thank you for having
that
me.
Was a trust me, my friend's an expert. Yeah, fuck it. Part two, Electric Boogaloo. Let's get it.
Thanks.
On a raft without a patter. Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of mutinyradio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer you. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't Scurvy Shitface McRat.
Holy Patrick, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakhasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep Mission. Every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free. For free. They
get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up.
them watch your favorite John Hughes 80s films through a whole new lens. We'll have the subtitles on and the volume low while a panel of feminists critique these beloved movies that shaped a generation with sexist, classist, homophobic, racist plots and characters and settings, along with a healthy dose of damage property. Hosted by staunch feminist Pam Benjamin at Mutiny Radio, join us 2:15 for 16 Candles with Lauren Kraut and Emma Brennan. 3:01, The Breakfast Club with Spencer Devine and Dominic Delgadillo. 3:15, Pretty in Pink with Nina G and Allison Reynolds. And 3:28, Some Kind of Wonderful with Mel Michelle. Hey, it's really exciting. We're going to be here 2781 21st Street screening John Hughes films with you, 6 o'clock every other Wednesday, Mutiny Radio.
Hey, kids, it's your pal, Spider-Man. Sorry, Spider-Man. Mortimer Spider-Man. When I'm not swinging through the senior facility, besting Mysterio at Boggle, or getting beautifully plowed by the Rhino, I'm headed down to Mutiny Radio at the corner of 21st and Florida. They got Slum Schlemiels doing the laugh laugh. But hey, don't be a schmuck and donate $2 to $5 on... Hold on, what is this? Let me get my glasses. The print's too small. Hold on. Venmo? That's not real. What is that, Swedish? You knew that, right? This is in San Francisco. I'll drown it on. It's nap time.
The year is 2023.
Oh, I wish that laughter had value and the unexpected laugh was priceless. Worry not. True Entertainment has brought us a savior in whosthatlive.com. Oh, finally, an escape from the apocalyptic nightmare I live in. You can go to whosthatlive.com and buy comedy tickets. And you're in a raffle, I guess.
True Productions.
Weekly comedy at the best neighborhood bar in the city. Join your friends from Mutiny Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. at the Bar on Dolores at 29th and Dolores. Starting after any very important sports game that might happen to be on, you're guaranteed a night of laughter for free. And when paired with the drink specials and the nicest bartender in San Francisco, it'll become a Thursday ritual. Show up to go out for comics, and please reserve your free tickets on Eventbrite so we know you're coming to laugh.
There is happy hour is when the comedy is the cheapest.
Happy Hour, the most free 2 hours of hour-long comedy on the radio and internet streaming live. 2781 21st Street. Come down. Be in the audience.
Dog friendly.
We are. Mutiny Radio is absolutely dog friendly. Ooh, a dog party. Ain't no party like a dog party. Dog party at Mutiny Radio.
Every Friday, dog party at Mutiny Radio, happy hour.
2781 21st Street, happy hour, Mutiny Radio, .fm, here in .sf.
Calling all crusties, punks, and posers, pick your posteriors up off the pavement, pack up your pins and patches, and prepare to party. The Pacific Northwest Vest Fest returns this Saturday, only at the SeaTac Expo Center. Whether you're a leather lover or just a denim demon, if you're looking to dress to impress for less, do not stress. You'll find all the best in pre-distressed vests right here at the Pacific Northwest Vest Fest. With over 40 vendors selling countless crossover styles, you'll find the perfect thing for your scene. Metal, thrash, Walmart, high-vis, and everything in between. All in one place. One day only. Unless it's a jacket. If you need a jacket, take your square ass somewhere else. Never pay for fabric you don't need. Ditch the sleeves, but save the rest for the Pacific Northwest Fest Fest this Saturday only at SeaTac. Bring a can of PBR, get it half price.
Daddy, what are we gonna do today?
At 2 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon?
Oh, over there at the parklet in front of Atlas Cafe for Titans of Comedy.
That's Titans of Comedy. Apparently, they've got great sandwiches, cafe drinks, and even some of my favorite beverages, like beer, wine, and sangria. All the things I drink to forget your mother.
My new Uncle Blake says you smell like a blue-a-wee.
What did I say about interrupting me? Anywho, right here on 20th and Alabama in the Deep Mission, paired with tasty comedy from Bay Area's favorite comics.
Buff-wee!
Every Saturday, or at least the two Saturdays a month that the court mandates I have to see you.
It's sunshine, and even in a drizzle, but not too much. Hey, Daddy, remember after soccer practice when it was raining and you didn't come?
I really don't. Anywho.
Take it with the freezers.
Reservations on Eventbrite. Stuck in public schools.
In a tri-level dual world of stand-up comedy, laughter has value and the unexpected laugh is priceless. WhoIsThatLive.com. Comedy. Local shows on sale now. Everyone that purchases a ticket will automatically be entered into a true drawing. Who wants to focus on the genre of stand-up comedy and those that... Who's that? Go to WhoIsThatLive.com for upcoming shows.
Dada Wednesday.
Join us on a Dada journey
Wednesday.
Into the absurd.
Dada Wednesday.
Radio
Havana,
1109 Valencia,
Wednesday.
At 22nd
Wednesday.
In San Francisco. The
Wednesday.
Improv Comedy Music, live every Wednesday from 7 p.m.
Wednesday.
To 10 p.m.
Of swimming through a sea of podcasts? Are ye on a raft without a patter? Well, gather around me, sea dogs, and get aboard me pirate ship as we set sail for the seas of MutinyRadio.fm. From there, you can captain your own pirate ship as you sail through over 44 different shows for all of your listening pleasures. They've got live comedy to small business advice, LGBTQ-friendly to sports, vinyl to gutter punk. MutinyRadio.fm has the best programming the internet ocean has to offer ya. I bet my peg leg on it, or I ain't scurvy shit-faced McRat.
Homie Patrico, namaste. Every Monday at 6 p.m., it's Joke Workshop, streaming live on MutinyRadio.fm. Lift the veil from your third eye on joke creation and what it takes to be a stand-up comic in the five shakasanas of San Francisco's comedy scene. This all-ages open mic invites pre-sign by Venmoing $2 to $5 at Mutiny Radio. Join us live for a small and special audience at the Mutiny Radio Studio and Gallery Performance Space, 2781 21st Street at Florida Street in the deep, deep, deep mission every Monday at 6 p.m. Does my ponytail look cool? Thank you. Namaste.
Tuesday used to be the most unlikely night for fun.
But every week at 6 p.m., come to OMG's Tuesday Open Mic.
And see comics work out new material for free! For free!
They get your Tuesday night party on with 2-for-1 well drink specials during the 6 to 8 p.m. show.
Check out Eventbrite to reserve your free seat every Tuesday, 6 p.m.
at OMG on Savory 6th Street.
Savory 6th Street. Show up to go up!
Come watch your favorite John Hughes 80s films through a whole new lens. We'll have the subtitles on and the volume low while a panel of feminists critique these beloved movies that shaped a generation with sexist, classist, homophobic, racist plots and characters and settings, along with a healthy dose of damage property. Hosted by staunch feminist Pam Benjamin at Mutiny Radio, join us 2:15 for 16 Candles with Lauren Kraut and Emma Brennan. 3:01, The Breakfast Club with Spencer Devine and Dominic Delgadillo. 3:15, Pretty in Pink with Nina G and Allison Reynolds. And 3:28, Some Kind of Wonderful with Mel Michelle. Hey, it's really exciting. We're going to be here, 2781 21st Street, screening John Hughes films with you.
I know sometimes things may not always make sense to you right now, but hey, what daddy always tell you, straighten up, little soldier, stiffen up that upper lip. What you crying about? You got me? Haley, I know you miss your mom, and I know you miss your dad when I'm gone, but I'm trying to give you the life that I never had. I can see you sad, even when you smile, even when you laugh. I can see it in your eyes, deep inside you wanna cry, cause you're scared. I ain't there, daddy's with you in your prayers. No more nightmares, we gon' pull together through it, we gon' do it. Laney uncle's crazy, ain't he? Yeah, but he loves you, girl, and you better know it. We're all we got in this world's two little beautiful girls looking puzzled in a day. Daddy's always on the move, mama's always on the news. I try to keep you sheltered from it, but somehow it seems the harder that I try to do that, the more it backfires on me. All the things growing up is daddy that he had to see. Daddy don't want you to see, but you see just as much as he did. We did not plan it to be this way, your mother and me, but things have got so bad between us. I don't see us ever being together ever again, like we used to be when we was teenagers. But then of course everything always happens for a reason. I guess it was never meant to be, but it's just something we have no control over, and that's what destiny is. But no more worries, rest your head and go to sleep. Maybe one day we'll wake up and this'll all just be a dream.
Now hush, little baby, don't you cry, everything's gonna be alright. Stiffen that up, pull it up, little lady. I told ya, daddy's here to hold ya through the night. I know mommy's not here right now, and we don't know why. We feel how we feel inside. It may seem a little crazy, pretty baby, but I promise mama's gonna be alright.
It's funny, I remember back one year when daddy had no money. Mommy wrapped the Christmas presents up and stuck them under the tree and said some of them were from me, cause daddy couldn't buy them. I'll never forget that Christmas. I sat up the whole night crying, cause daddy felt like a bum. See, daddy had a job, but his job was to keep the food on the table for you and mom. And at the time, every house that we lived in either kept getting broken into and robbed or shot up on the block. And your mom was saving money for you in a jar, trying to start a piggy bank for you so you could go to college. Almost had $1,000 till someone broke in and stole it. And I know it hurt so bad it broke your mama's heart, and it seemed like everything was just starting to fall apart. Mom and dad was arguing a lot, so mama moved back on the Chalmers in a flat one bedroom apartment, and dad moved back to the other side of 8 Mile on Novara. And that's when daddy went to California with his CD and met Dr. Dre and flew you and mama out to see me. But daddy had to work, you and mama had to leave me. Then you started seeing daddy on the TV and mama didn't like it, and you and Laney were too young to understand it. Papa was a rolling stone, mama developed a habit, and it all happened too fast for either one of us to grab it. I'm just sorry you were there and had to witness it firsthand, cause all I ever wanted to do was just make you proud. Now I'm sitting in this empty house, just reminiscing, looking at your baby pictures. It just trips me out.